Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's program, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, will be joined by a great guest. So let's get started.
Our special guest today is Gary Thomas. He's a best-selling author and international speaker whose ministry brings people closer to Christ and closer to each other. He's also a best-selling author, a new one coming out called Sacred Marriage. He's also the author of our topic today, When to Walk Away, Finding Freedom from Toxic People. Gary's speaking ministry has led him to speak in all 50 states and 9 different countries, and on numerous occasions. He has served on the teaching team at Second Baptist Church in Houston for 11 years and is currently on the teaching team at Cherry Hills Community Church in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. He's also an adjunct faculty member at Western Seminary in Portland, Oregon, and at Houston Theological Seminary in Houston, Texas. Gary's speaking ministry has led him to speak in all 50 states and in 9 different countries. Gary enjoys running in his spare time. He's completed 14 marathons, including the Boston Marathon, 3 times. He and his wife, Lisa, have been married for 38 years. They have 3 adult children and 2 grandchildren. Gary, what a delight to have you. Thank you for joining us here on Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Thanks, Tim. It's always a joy to talk with you.
I know in Ecclesiastes 9:9, it says, live joyfully with the one you love all the days of your life. And that's a beautiful thing. I think that's what we all want. When I ask people, what are you looking for? Tim, all I want is just to love and be loved. Gary, that's a pretty tough thing to do, though, when it seems like everything's competing for your affection, your love. Everything's pulling you 50 million different directions. And by the way, the pain, the pace, the pressure of modern-day life, and oh, we should throw in those digital things we carry around. Everything, it's so distracting. Everything takes away from it, Gary. And I think people are having a hard time keeping their hands clasped.
You know, Arthur Brooks did a great study. Well, he didn't do the study, but he wrote about this. And a lot of people now know who Arthur Brooks is. He's become this huge, mega-selling author. But he talks about, they interviewed graduates that had extrinsic goals and intrinsic goals. Extrinsic goals were people wanted more influence, they wanted more power, they wanted to earn more, they wanted a more prestigious position. The intrinsic goals were people that wanted deeper relationships. They followed these graduates, and a year later, they found out that people pretty much got what their goals were. Those that wanted to be growing in their career, growing in their influence, growing in their power, were doing so. And those that said their intrinsic goals were driving them, growing in deeper relationships, also achieved their goals. The difference, those with intrinsic goals, the relational goals, were much happier. And Arthur Brooks has said a sentence that really is astounding. He says, we have to choose whether we want to be special or happy. Because the pursuit of special causes us to ignore the things that make us happy, i.e. relationships and often faith. And I think that's a choice people are being forced to make now, to stay connected, to stay on top of things, to be involved in social media, to be involved in your occupation, to be producing all of this stuff. It actually, the pursuit of being special keeps you really from being happy.
Gary, I want to offer a guilt-free word here for a moment to our listeners. All couples are going to go through times when they don't feel close. They're going to go through moments when they disagree, maybe when things aren't the way they're supposed to be or what you dreamt they would be. But Gary, and I think we all know that problems are ubiquitous for relationships. It's just a part of life. But when those seasons seem to stay on or linger, it's when people begin to spin a little bit and begin to lose heart, Gary. And sometimes you hear people often say, you know, at the end of the day, all we do is fight, or we don't talk. We don't even do anything. Our conversation, I mean, it's just like we live in the same house, but we don't have a relationship. Gary, Those things can become very troubling if we can't figure out how to get out of that spiral that we're in. And I want you to begin to talk to us about difficult relationships or where this thing starts tipping the scale and becomes more emotionally destructive. And I know today we're going to talk about toxic. Let me go back to that word. There are moments, again, when disaffection takes over or it's difficult. We get that. We have difficult seasons. But, Gary, help us to journey here for a moment and begin to separate this out for us, because I want to help people navigate this terrain. Some people are really losing heart, and here's what they're doing. They're turning up the dial here for a moment because they feel alone. They don't feel close.
Speaking as a pastor, you know, you're trying to get to know every couple, but let's deal with the positive before we deal with the problem of toxicity. Can we do that? The two things I'll tell couples that are often drifting is I just point them back toward Jesus's Sermon on the Mount. Now, again, I'm saying I'm not speaking. I'm speaking out of where I come from as a pastor. I know a licensed counselor. I don't have those credentials. But when I'm addressing the spiritual issue, I point back to Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you as well. Because the two main things that I think that verse addresses are two of the most common issues that are pulling couples apart when you're not talking about abuse or toxicity in the relationship. And that's purpose and righteousness. Jesus isn't telling professional Christians to seek first his kingdom. He's speaking to farmers and laborers and tradesmen and grandparents and parents and even children that are there, that we should wake up and say, what is God doing today that he's inviting me to be a part of? How is he building his kingdom? How is he using me to spread his influence, his name, his kingdom? And what I found that's so important for that is couples get too inwardly turned. They're focused on their own relationship. And without purpose, frankly, we get bored with each other. I mean, even the most fascinating person isn't able to keep us fascinated for 50 or 60 years, you know, maybe 5 or 6 dates, maybe 5 years. But I would tell couples, when is the last time you sat down together and said to God, what do you want us to do for you? We've been so focused on what we want and so focused on what we need. What gifts have you given us? What resources? What time? What is the unique joining of our union that means we can do this for your kingdom? I know you know this, Tim, that infatuation lasts about 12 to 18 months at the outside, and that's not going to hold us together anymore. So I tell couples, don't worry about falling out of love. Worry about falling out of purpose, because I found that joint spiritual purpose can bring couples back together. The second part of Matthew 6:33 is seek first his righteousness. And again, so many issues that bring people in to talk to a pastor have to do with somebody's misbehaving. They're not taking it earnestly to seek first his righteousness. And I think as, you know, I'm an evangelical Christian, and often we get worried about legalism or pursuing righteousness as a way to get to heaven. And that's an inappropriate thing. I don't pursue righteousness to get to heaven. That's done by Jesus. I pursue righteousness so my wife's life won't feel like hell. Because she will bear the biggest brunt of my sin. And so when I'm pursuing patience and kindness and compassion and humility and gentleness and courage, those are the things that build up a relationship. If I'm ignoring the things that Paul tells us to take off in Colossians 3, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language and lying, those are the things that destroy a marriage and push us apart from each other. So I realize in counseling, there can be, you know, issues that couples need to develop and skills they need to develop to start to communicate better, to resolve conflict together. I'm speaking out of the spiritual aspect that we need purpose and we need righteousness. Instead of don't worry about falling out of love, worry about falling out of repentance. And I just want couples to try that. If they pursue purpose and repentance, and then they're loving each other out of reverence for God, then you're adding worship. I think those are three strong spiritual pillars that will help draw people back together. Now, again, I'm not talking about a situation where there's toxicity or abuse in a marriage.
No, Gary, I think that's the kind of foundation, and obviously that's kind of like getting back to the foul line. If your shot's off, you've got to get back to the foul line and figure it back out. And so we've got to get back to that core. For some, they would say, okay, hey, listen, we agree. But Gary, I've gone through Sacred Marriage, your other piece of work, which was really a gift, where you talk about maybe marriage isn't so much about making us happy as it is making us holy. And that's work. And you're right. It is work. But boy, I need some joy in this work because it's gotten old. The truth is, I'm tired of giving because all I do is give, 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 and all he does is take, 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 or all she does is take, 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 and all I do is give. And I'm worn out. Where we go, Gary?
What I love about the Christian classics is the way they just turn this around. They would say holiness is demonstrated by being hard on yourself and gentle toward others. That holiness is defined as being able to love someone who's difficult. Your ability to love sinners, that's true holiness, not your own personal piety. And so I would say that what Peter said to wives, I think is also true for husbands. The first thing we do is that we try to get a spouse who, let's say, isn't pursuing God. We try to invite them through modeling faith. This is what it means to have peace. This is what it means to have joy. This is what it means to have purpose so that I'm not focused on my own needs. I'm focused on what God's kingdom is, and try to invite them by seeing a life that is different. But then you're talking about the motivation. For me, the main motivation has always been, because there are times when you feel like you're just giving, 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 and you're not able to take. For me, that comes down to, and this was a fundamental moment in my marriage, when I wasn't being the best of husbands, and I felt God chastising me in prayer. Gary, Lisa isn't just your wife, she's my daughter, and I expect you to treat her accordingly. And Tim, when I looked at how much I owe my Heavenly Father, the fact that I'm alive is true only because He decided to make me. The fact that I'm a human instead of a cow or a squirrel, something, you know, like that, is because He decided I got to be a human. And then getting to be a Christian, having the Spirit's presence in my life, being able to treasure the Word instead of hate the Word, being able to enjoy worship and receive the Father's affirmation. I mean, I think of all that I owe my Heavenly Father. I have two daughters. The best way to get me angry, be cruel or mean or belittle one of my daughters. And really, this is what Jesus says in Luke chapter 6, when He's trying to give people motivation. He goes, don't love those who love you. Even the pagans do that. Don't lend to those that can pay you back. There's no credit in that. He says, love even your enemies, do good to them. And then He says, and your Heavenly Father who sees will reward you. And I know I can lose the younger generations when I talk about heavenly rewards. But Tim, I believe if we do this, because I believe Jesus's words are true. I believe heaven is true. That some people that maybe they were married to a fool. I mean, I don't make light of it, but there are fools. So it seems to me somebody must marry them. And if you look at it from a worldly perspective, there's nothing to be gained. But Jesus says, your Heavenly Father will reward you. I believe some women will see Jesus face to face on that day, and He's going to say, I'm going to show you how I spend eternity rewarding those who love my Son on this planet. Now, again, that's not to suggest somebody that's facing toxicity or abuse should just keep taking it. This is the normal difficulties of marriage, the normal disappointments. You have somebody that's not fully engaged in marriage, or they're just your every average sinner, and you're just putting up with that. That's a different discussion. But for me, the greatest motivation in my marriage is to celebrate my Heavenly Father, who on the day I got married became my Heavenly Father-in-law.
Gary, I don't know if you remember the book Intimate Allies, written by Dan Allender and Tremper Longman. Yes, I remember going through that, and there was a statement in there that caught my eye, and I think God wrote it on my heart. And it was this: Tim, really, God is wanting to work through you. We understand the role of the Holy Spirit, but Tim, I want you to understand your responsibility here for a moment. God wants to work through you to make Julie more like him. And Julie, God wants to work through you to influence Tim to be more like him. And I began to realize that you're right. This is God's daughter. This is the essence of what it means to love. And Gary, in the midst of all this, I'm with you on that spiritual perspective, because when you see or you understand the significance of Christ alive and at work in and through you, okay, then we're missional together here. That's what we're trying to do. And so our spiritual activities then aren't religious exercises. They're all about building relationship with God and with the person who is closest to us, the person we love. And so we celebrate that. In the midst of it, here we are. We get this fallen world. And I think a lot of times in relationships, then we begin to struggle with, where's the boundary line of tolerating certain things coming at me? And Gary, you had mentioned, or you alluded to it earlier, there's no excuse or room for abuse or violence in a relationship. I'm a zero tolerance guy there. That if you're going to hurt my daughter, you know, like you said, you want to fight, okay, go ahead and say something about our daughter, our wife, our granddaughters, and then we're going to show up. It's not going to be a pleasant time. Meaning, listen, we're not doing that. That's what we're saying. There's a zero tolerance on that. Gary, where does all this stuff then get to? Because you got a lot of people out there who just want to be loved. All I've ever wanted is for someone to love me. They feel very unloved. And so they're like ships passing in the night. We get the love language piece. We understand that. But now this is further. We're conflictual. We're fighting a lot. And I remember John Gottman's work on marriage saying, hey, those who fight a lot tend to love well. You hear what I'm saying? It's not if you fight, it's how you fight. And so these conversations go to another place. But Gary, if the fighting is starting to impact me and rip and tear at my heart, my soul, and it's beginning to, quote, shelter me into a depression, and I'm getting lost, and I'm feeling like I'm forced back into a corner. This is where I'm wanting to go on how do we deal with difficult relationships? Where do we go when it starts really getting toxic on us?
When I think I have this reference right. It might be wrong. I think it's Psalm 17:7. I like to quote so often, where David prays, "Show me the wonders of your great love. Show me the wonders of your great love." What David is saying, it's not natural for me to understand just how amazingly you love me. And the reason I think that's so important is 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. So again, I'm speaking as a pastor here, where I see people going out into their backyard and there are two wells. There's the well of what they get from their spouse, and they keep dropping the bucket and it keeps hitting a hard ground and there's nothing there. And there is this well that's overflowing with God's affirmation and love, and they never drop their bucket there. And I'm just saying, you can keep going to this person that's disappointing you. Or you can get a lot of this filled up by learning what it means to worship and relate to God. And I'll tell you this, Tim, I found there's great joy in loving someone who's precious to God, because God gives you that joy. You get his affirmation, even if your spouse doesn't appreciate it. I've seen some guys married to amazing women. They don't have a clue how good they have it. They think every woman is this way.
So, Gary, I'm going to parrot back to you what I think I heard and make sure we're together. Tim, the most precious, important, significant gift you can bring to your marriage, your relationship with Julie, is to know that Julie can't meet the deepest longings of your heart, your soul. She never will. There's only one who can do that. Tim, you better make sure that cup is full. And if it's running empty and you're feeling empty, I want to encourage you to go back to that well and draw from that source, because that's where you're going to find your greatest grace, your greatest mercy, your greatest hope, your strength. And Tim, it has to be anchored there. If we're going to deal with difficult relationships, if we're going to deal with toxic people, and Gary, tomorrow I want to press into this. You know me. I'm going to keep needling and going until we peel this baby all the way back, and then we put it back together again. And bow tie it with God can give you strength. Now, it may mean You need some boundaries. There are all kinds of things we're going to have to talk about and work through. But if you can get this thing anchored right spiritually, vertically, God will see you through. We're not guaranteeing the outcome, but we know this. Go with God, and He'll go with you. Is that what I hear?
You got it. Tim, I think both of us, because we've worked with so many couples, know two things. Marriage can be really, really bad, and marriage can be really, really good. If two people are seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and their marriage is based out of worship, it may be the best human experience we can know, next to holding a new grandchild. It is right up there. But I also am realistic to know that sometimes it can be really bad. Now, all we can do, the only thing we can control is ourselves. We can control our pursuit of God. We can control our repentance. We can control our worship. And we wait for the spouse to come along. And if he or she does, man, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. But even if they don't, it's better to be someone who's pursuing God, repenting, and growing in righteousness and worship than to be married to someone who isn't, and you're bitter and disappointed and frustrated and just judgmental. You won't have the same marriage as two people earnestly pursuing God, but you'll have a better marriage than someone just being bitter, ignoring the spiritual dynamics, and just giving in to a miserable marriage.
What a delightful conversation. Our special guest again today has been Gary Thomas. We're talking about his book, When to Walk Away, Finding Freedom from Toxic People. Also sprinkling in a little bit of his sacred marriage book. What if marriage was all about not making you happy, but making you holy? Gary, can't wait for tomorrow. On behalf of my son, Zach, and our entire team here, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. See you again tomorrow right here on Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
This is Dr. Shawnee Anderson, and I'm a licensed clinical psychologist who's been in practice for over 30 years. In my clinical experience, one of the hardest parts for someone struggling with their mental health is the very first step, the just reaching out for help part. I understand that asking for help is hard, but finding that help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, the mission is to make it easier to find a Christian clinician or coach who is compatible with you, someone you feel comfortable with, who shares your faith and values. Whether you're walking through grief, battling anxiety or depression, or facing any other of life's challenges, excellent mental health care providers are here to come alongside you with support that is both clinically excellent and distinctly Christian. If you or someone you know is looking for help and healing, we invite you to take that next step today. Go to ChristianCareConnect.com to find a provider within 100 miles of you. For further support or questions, you can email us at contact@ChristianCareConnect.com. A new way to start your journey to wellness and peace of mind.
Don't miss the 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference, with a special emphasis on neuroscience and brain health. Coming to the Lowe's Arlington Hotel in Arlington, Texas in September 2026. Featuring world-leading and dynamic experts like Daniel Amen, George Barna, Jack Graham, Sungyung Tan, Sharon May, Kurt Thompson, Jennifer Ellers, Shawnee Anderson, Zach Clinton, Tim Clinton, and more. Join counselors, psychologists, marriage and family therapists, pastors, ministry leaders, and coaches from around the world. Register now for the best savings at nationalaacc.com. That's nationalaacc.com. The 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference.
Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.